This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Wilma Dykeman is a writer whose voice sings the Appalachian heritage. Her writing captures natural and cultural worlds that have long disappeared. Wilma Dykeman was born in Buncombe County, North Carolina, near Asheville in 1920. Her mother's family had settled in that region in the 18th century. Wilma credited her mother and father for her love of reading and her deep affection for the mountains. One of her early works, titled The French Broad, established Dykeman as an important voice for the environment. Arguing for cleaning up human pollution in the French Broad River, she once proclaimed, "The citizens of Knoxville who drink the water of the French Broad will not think it an impossibility to secure cleaner drinking water when many of them have worked on the project in Oak Ridge, where man unraveled one of the secrets of the universe and split the atom." In 1940, Wilma Dykeman claimed her identity as a Tennessean when she married James R. Stokely, Jr., the son of the president of Stokely Van Camp Company, located in Newport, Tennessee. Together, Wilma and James wrote several books, including Neither Black Nor White, a book that explored Southern racial integration in the early days. The book won a Sidney Hillman Award as the best book of 1997 on world peace, race relations, and civil liberties. Dykeman was a prolific writer and speaker. As a matter of fact, for nearly 40 years, she contributed essays to the Knoxville News Sentinel newspaper. In 1976, she authored the book Tennessee, A Bicentennial History, as part of the Bicentennial Project to capture each state's unique history. And in 1981, Wilma Dykeman was named the official state historian by Governor Lamar Alexander. Dykeman's beloved novel titled The Tall Woman embodied her love of the land, which resonated throughout her life's work. Lydia, the main character in that book, pauses from her work one day to muse. She was glad there were some things you didn't have to wonder about. The mountain, its ledges, her spring, new leaves in April, and old leaves dying in a blaze of color in October. People changed, but the earth remained. Wilma Dykeman passed away in 2006 at the age of 86, but she will always be thought of as the tall woman of Southern literature, and her work will remain. Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Authors Page. We love telling you stories.